So let me try to explain it this way. 666 has always been here since Genesis 3. It just has not culminated yet. The mark of the beast will be on the forehead and the hand. It's always been here, just hasn't culminated. And when I say culminate, think about this. If you put an apple seed in the ground, the apple tree's there, just hasn't appeared yet. It's growing. If you put a watermelon seed in the ground, the watermelon's there, it just hasn't appeared yet. It's growing. It's gonna appear. And so as you look out in front of you, the 666 on all the products, the barcodes has 666, all the barcodes have 666 encoded at the end, at the beginning, and the middle is 666. The culmination will appear when the church is raptured out. They'll say peace, peace, peace. Peace, peace, but then sudden destruction. So 3.5 years, they're going to say, finally, we got peace. The Christians are gone. But they're not going to, they're going to, see, they're still legalists. They're going to think they're the ones. They'll say the aliens took the bad apples, you know. But God took the good apples and left the bad apples. Going to be so bad in the end times. Will there be any faith on earth? Will there be any faith on earth? It'll be so bad. It didn't say works, it said faith. See, the 666 is man trying to be his own God, his own works, his own righteousness, his own, trying to be his own master. The forearm is 18 inches. Man trying to do his own good works. The ingenuity of mankind worshiping himself or herself. Think about all the times in the Old Testament where the Bible talks about the women who painted their toes and their fingers, and they wore these little anklet bracelets, and it was like a tinkling sound, and they thought they looked all great and all pretty and all that. And then God put judgment on the land and the stench. So they worship the clay body, the clay vessel. I noticed this when I was younger, where somebody's good at something. They might be good at tree working on it. Everybody says, look at me, I can cut down a tree, look at what I'm doing. And you actually see this online now. Everybody's worshiping their artwork or their tree work or their electrical work or anything that man can do. He can trade, day trade, whatever. They want to worship what man is doing. So the men are trying to be worshiped because they can cut a tree down or build a house or whatever. The woman want to be worshiped because they look pretty. They got the makeup. They got the right shape and the makeup. This all Clado land. It's all Clado land. The pride of man is off the roof in Clado land. It's so funny. It's like a cartoon. Once you see past 3D and the 5D, you see that 3D is a joke. It's a joke. It's important. Why? I mean, think about it. Why are we laboring down here? Think about this for a second. There's a few things that I want to talk about. They don't come to my mind all the time, but they'll pop in. Why is mankind laboring? Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward and he labors. He gets up, born in this place, and he labors, and then he retires. But he's still laboring. Even if he's retired, there's some labor to always to do. Washing clothes, cooking, whatever. Why is mankind always doing some kind of labor? Why? I'll tell you why. Because when a woman goes to the hospital, she goes into labor to birth in the baby, right? They put her into labor to birth the baby. What is mankind doing? He's on earth. God told him to till the land. God is birthing in sons of God down here. God is birthing in sons of God. So mankind is laboring. Not only is man laboring to birth natural babies, but man is laboring to birth spiritual babies. You must be born again, Nicodemus. Well, how can I go back in my womb? He says, you're a teacher and you don't understand what I'm saying? The wind blows where it wills. You know it's wind blowing, but you can't see it. So it is with the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit, born from above. You must be born from above, Nicodemus. Born again, a second time, not just a natural, but a spiritual birth. You were birthed in the natural, and somebody was laboring to give out that gospel. Charles Stanley and David Jeremiah and all them good preachers, they were laboring to give out the gospel. And you heard the gospel, but you rejected it. Why would you do that, Nicodemus? Oh, you want to go back to the, I don't know if they were called the Sanhedrin or what, but you want to go back to your peer group, and you couldn't tell them you believe in Jesus, because you get kicked out of your Freemason society and you'll be spit upon from your brethren of your fraternity or sorority or whatever. And so you can't believe on Jesus because you'll be persecuted and mocked by your so-called people that really are taking you to hell with them, and you're worried about what they think. They're going to hell in a handbasket. You're worried about what they think? Come on, Nicodemus, wake up.